Hello!
Hello and welcome to Hopscotch World. I'm Jim.
And I'm Bill.
Bill, we had a great month, didn't we, in March?
Yeah, we did. We had a wonderful March. It was Irish whiskey.
It was Irish whiskey month.
And I do believe one of the things we did mention was we might try something a little different that we haven't really reviewed yet.
Right. Now, we've focused a lot on single malt scotches. We've had three wonderful Irish whiskeys.
We have.
We've had fantastic bourbons.
Yes.
And here's something that we haven't tried yet.
We're going to review a rye.
Yeah.
Which probably at some point during this podcast, somehow I'm going to learn the difference between a rye and a bourbon and a scotch.
Yeah.
But we are reviewing a rye that is the sister of one of the bourbons we both love.
A wonderful Kentucky bourbon by the name of?
Bullet. And it... Any of you can recall, Bullet had the great bottle, and this is the same bottle.
It's the same bottle.
Except for underneath Bullet, it says Rye.
Yeah, so before it was Frontier Bourbon.
And this is Frontier Whiskey, it says on it right there. Straight 95% rye mash whiskey.
I think of rye as a Canadian whiskey.
I've had rye accidentally, not knowing that it was a rye.
Yeah.
Something was a rye.
Yes, it was.
And it was very good.
Uh-huh.
I probably had a few.
Yeah. I used to like a black velvet when I was younger.
Yeah, you know.
But I always mixed it with something. So.
That's what I mean. And the ryes I've had is, you know, like black velvets or, you know, Canadian
Club.
Yeah, right. Something like that. So I'm like, And I saw the Bullet Rye. Mm-hmm. We've seen it before. And I'm like, you know what? Let's try a little bit of the Bullet Rye. We will be catching in the rye.
Okay, Caulfield.
I now know what a rye smile is.
Yeah.
You get one after drinking about a bottle or two.
It's kind of a dumb smile.
Yeah, why not? Oh, my. All right, so this is a very similar bottle to the Bullet Bourbon. The rye seems, here, I'll hold it up to the light so you can take a look at it there. It's a deep red.
It is very deep.
It's a Bullet Bourbon with a deep color. This is even deeper. It's
like a copper almost.
Yeah, it's like a heavy-duty, nice, very nice red.
That's terrific. Why don't you give me your camera there? Let's get a picture of you with the bourbon, or with the rye, really.
And a rye smile on my face.
A rye smile.
Yes.
Is there film in the camera?
Yeah, I just put some in. How's that?
I like that one.
Beautiful. That's good. That's good. I like it a lot. Anyway, but I believe I should...
Yeah, let's open it up. Let's see what we got.
Let's pop this up.
Nice cork there.
Hmm. You can get a little scent from the cork off of there.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, because it's such a narrow neck bottle, you get nothing out of the top.
A little sweetness on the cork.
A little bit.
A little sweetness, a little spice.
Let's pour a little in and see what we got.
Marvelous. Go smell that.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
I kind of like that.
Yes.
I'm getting a lot. I mean, I'm getting a lot of different things here.
There's a little spice in this. A
little spice. It's sweet. This is the nose now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A little bit of vapor.
A little bit, but not a burning vapor. You know, it's not a medicine-y or alcohol-y vapor at all.
I do like the nose on this. The scent is terrific. You know, it's kind of warm on the nose.
It's okay, so remember what we found in Bullet was this, like a cinnamony scent?
Yeah.
This is a different sort of spice.
I don't get that.
It's a... Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's something a little bit different. Shall we?
Oh, my.
Wow. Dare I say... Lemon?
I don't know. I can't get past the almost carbonated feel on my tongue.
Yes, I...
Front to back, from the tip, from the very tip.
It like...
Goes about halfway back. And
even, it wakes your tongue up.
It does. And even my gums a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in the front.
Yes. You get a good feel out of this. It's good. I mean,
it warms up very quickly.
But like I said, hint of lemon? Is that what that? Oh, not like lemon, like sour lemon, but like the old lemon drop?
That might be what we spell instead of vanilla.
Perhaps.
I'm reaching for lemon. Maybe. It's just a wisp.
That's my first impression when I got the first taste of it. It's a great taste. It's a nice drinking whiskey. I like the way this tastes. I like the way it feels. It's got a little bit of, not strong heat, but there's a holding warmth somewhere about the top of the neck.
Yeah, in your mouth, too.
Now that I smell it again, touch of wood. Not like heavy, but a slight hint of smoke to it.
I can see the wood. Yeah. Yeah, I get a little bit of that. And I've drank most of it. I've just got a little bit left in the bowl of the glass. Oh, that's so nice. The way it warms up your tongue and your mouth. Yeah, you get a little bit into the throat, but it's not that chesty heat that we get out of a lot of our single malts.
It's right. This is not a long finishing whiskey.
No. No,
but
it's not.
But it's a sustaining whiskey. I still taste it.
Yeah.
You still, like I said, it's the long hanging warmth at the around the top from your neck up in your mouth.
Right.
This surrounds your mouth and stays with it.
If you wash it over your teeth and gums too, you can really feel it on your gums.
Oh, it's good.
Oh.
This is really good. Now, let's move back to this is not the first rye we've tasted.
No.
And when we went to our tasting party, one of our favorite whiskeys there is one we will review. We haven't done it yet.
Actually, it was on tap for tonight, but we got this instead.
Shocking. But this is a $30 bottle of rye.
Wow, really?
Yes.
There's something going on here. This isn't a one-dimensional
whiskey. No, it's not.
And we're only on the neat stage. So now, we've drank a lot of scotches.
We have.
And now we've sampled three of the Irish whiskeys. We've had at least three bourbon now.
Correct.
This is our first rye. Now, you've done a little bit of scratching around to kind of determine what some of the differences are.
Yes.
Compared to a scotch, what makes rye different?
A scotch has to be almost all barley.
Okay. I mean, this is now, regardless of where it is we know it has to be Scotland for scotch.
Well, some say it has to be Scotland for scotch, but instead of saying a scotch whiskey, I've seen where people call things a Scottish whiskey, which is scotch by definition, other than the location of its aging. Be considered true scotch, it must be aged in charred oak barrels for at least 3 years in Scotland. Mm-hmm. That is the Scottish law.
Okay.
Rye is less defined. Mm-hmm. It can be as little as 10% from a rye, like rye grain, and as much as 90% from a mash of corn.
Okay.
So now like whiskey, like bourbon. Bourbon has to be at least 51% corn.
Okay.
So it has to be a greater corn than barley mix. Mm-hmm. This is a rye to corn mix, not barley to corn.
Okay.
So rye has to have, in the United States, it has to be at least 51% rye. Yeah. So there's that distinguish where it's defined.
Mm-hmm. So in Canada,
the funny part is what I've read is Canada has no real rules defining what a rye is.
Huh.
But Canada is where all the ryes are mostly made now.
Right. Now, this is a Kentucky whiskey.
It says a frontier whiskey. It doesn't say it's necessarily done in Kentucky, but we know Bullet is from Kentucky because it's a bourbon. Well, let's see what it says on the bottle here. Oh, it's Indiana. Lawrenceburg, Indiana.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. So it's an American anyway. So we know there's at least 51% of...
It's 51% rye?
Yeah. 51% of
rye. Oh, that's why it says 95% rye mash. So this is 95% rye, this particular rye.
So
that probably has a lot to do with the really deep color.
Yeah, and the flavor.
Exactly. And this is a great flavor. And that's why I can't really tag it.
It's a different flavor.
Because it's rye. The flavor I'm tasting is rye.
Yeah.
Although there's some really good flavors in here. I really do appreciate this rye.
Yes.
Essentially the difference is in the grains, and like bourbon, and scotch, there's a minimum time aged in a oak barrel. Mm-hmm. You know, oak is like...
It's the premier whiskey container.
You wonder if, you know, if you get a...
A maple barrel or
I don't know about
walnut?
Maple, but maple with the syrup, you know, like walnut.
Yeah.
Or ash. Uh-huh. Or...
Well, we're fond of ash.
Well, yeah.
Because we're baseball fans.
Exactly. You'll notice I'm wearing my baseball
hat. I know,
today.
I see that.
You
yeah.
see that?
Because spring fever.
Exactly. But anyways, rye has to age for, I think it's 2 years. Mm-hmm. Where bourbon has to be, I think, 3, and so does scotch, minimum 3.
Minimum, right.
And but this is a tasty, at least these few first tastes we've had, there's a lot of different hints of things in here yeah. that I really like.
Very complex, and that's what we seem to really sink our teeth into is the complexities. It's a little hard to separate some of these.
Mm-hmm.
At least separate them just from tasting it neat thus far. So I actually am looking forward to a little bit of water.
Let's pour a little more in and put a drop of water in.
We don't have our spoon.
No, I know.
Well, initially it seems a little bit more vanilla to the nose.
Really?
It seems to have tempered a little bit of the sweetness. I mean, just
It seems to be a little bit, almost, you get a little more rise out of it into the nose.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, just warmed it up a bit. Yes, I see what you mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one actually hit the back of my nose there.
Yeah.
It's
got just a little bit of that vapor to the nose.
It's, you know, I don't think that the water changed the scents much. I don't get that, you know, I didn't get it when I smelled it the first time either, any sort of, you know, the lemon that I tasted.
Right.
So I'm not really finding that. I still get a little of the wood.
You do get it in the
yeah.
nose?
It's more fresh cut tree than fresh burned log.
Well, let me drink a little down. Maybe that'll emerge. It delays the heat by a second. And I get more back to front than I do front to back.
Oh, it cools it down.
A bit.
It's definitely sweeter. I get a lot more sweetness.
Whatever that edge is that we had neat,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's gone. Whatever that was, it spice or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. It's not okay.
I wasn't gone, but it's toned down.
It's only on the tip of your tongue now.
Yeah.
It's not in your whole mouth.
Yeah,
the warmth is almost all gone.
I still get a bit, but not like a.
This is sweeter. It's still very smooth. Very. This is dangerous. This is the kind of whiskey a kid can drink and like.
Mm.
With this little bit of water, I think that makes a difference big time, but mm-hmm. I think this makes it so. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, because you get a bit of that whiskey heat. Mm. It's more in the back now, you're right.
It's a lot of sweetness to it. There's like
yeah.
more than one sweet flavor to it. It's almost like. It's like a starburst of whiskeys. You know, I'm almost going with, you're going to think I'm crazy. After you drink it, and you get that brush across your teeth,
mm-hmm.
juicy fruit. The juicy fruit right when it's about to lose its flavor, but still got that one or two good chews left. But it's not, this is not a dry whiskey.
No, it's not dry,
mm-mm.
which I expected. I expected it. Now, remember with the Red Breast?
Yes.
How it kind of dried.
Yes, that was a drier whiskey,
yeah.
very dry.
You would drink it, you'd swallow it, and your mouth would just kind of dry out. Not in a bad way.
Mm-mm.
Actually, it revealed a different flavor when it did that. I kind of expected something along those lines. I don't see it in my glass so much, but in yours, I can see some legs.
Yeah, there are. I was noticing that. Well, they're not holding up really well, but They come down quickly, mm-hmm. but they still run. This I'm with the water.
Yeah.
Still liking this.
I still like it too.
As much as I did with the neat.
I think I like it as much too. The neat has a stronger.
It's the first bite of the chewing gum.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And it's still going strong.
And with water, and I probably put about as much as you did this time. I was watching
it. I tried to keep it, you know, about maybe a little more than a teaspoon. Jim, let's go to step number three. So I have in my hand a little bag of frozen rocks. I'm going to say this to people. If you don't have a bag of rocks in your freezer...
It's time to go get one.
It is. It's definitely time to go get one.
You can get them at a lot of liquor stores.
You can get now. I've seen them everywhere now.
Well, I fail to believe that anything will chill our whiskey any faster than these rocks do, because it's already cool to the touch.
It is.
30 seconds after?
Yeah. I'll give you my theory on that. It's not just the surface of the rock that's chilling the whiskey. It's porous.
It is. Exactly, it is.
And so the whiskey is actually getting into the rocks.
That's probably why it does it so fast.
Right. But that's also why it lasts a while, too, I think.
Right. Hmm. Did you get a nose out of that?
Almost nothing.
I get sweet.
Wait. Yeah, like a cherry.
I can see that.
Yeah, that's what I get out of the cool one.
I can see that.
Cherry.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cherry. And there's nothing else there. I can't even get the wood or anything now. Shall we?
Indeed.
Mmm. Mm.
Oh boy, that does cool it off, doesn't it?
Wow.
Most of the heat is gone. You get a little, you know, more of an aftertaste heat you get.
Yeah.
Do you get a little bit of that cream, that vanilla? More of a vanilla.
I was going to say, actually even taste the cherry. It's on the sides of your tongue, like six teeth back. A little bit of cherry. Vanilla. Yeah. Sweetness. It's the sweet.
I get it more up here, though. Funny. I get it around the tip of my tongue.
I'll say this, and it won't make any sense to anybody. It's like the moonshine cherries. It's like the cherry part of the moonshine cherries. Right. If you let them dry out a little bit and chew on a little bit of that, yeah, that's where this is.
You know what? I really like it chilled.
I like it chilled a lot.
I think I like it the best chilled. But yet, my number two, I think, is the water.
There is no wrong way to drink this
rye. There isn't. How about on ice?
Jim?
A fourth way.
We might have to do a first. I'm going to get some ice.
So, I'm going to stick with two cubes, I think. What do you think?
I think I'm... I will also... There. A little touch for you in there. Looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is, you know, rapidly deteriorating the ice.
Yeah.
Obviously, ice is the combination of the stone and the water combined. And we
seem I really to, get nothing out like, of this.
No. Oh, yeah, nothing from the nose when we chilled it the first time. So I'll give it a little sip.
All right. Yeah.
Mm. Very chill, very slight.
Most of the heat is gone.
Most of the heat, a lot of...
It was the first time we chilled it, too. More of it's gone.
Yeah, but this is also very... There's very little flavor. It's very soft, it's not...
It didn't work.
It's not touching the tongue. No, it didn't do what we expected it to.
No.
So, Jim, in this particular case, I think this is a failed experiment.
It was worth doing.
It was worth doing.
It's not the first time we've thought of it.
It doesn't taste bad.
Not bad.
I mean...
You still get some of the heat in your mouth. It's just not like it was.
It's not really the heat, but you get just a very little... You know how I remember your very first impression of this? What was the very first thing you said?
It was almost a carbonated feeling in my tongue.
This is flat.
It is.
And it doesn't stimulate your whole mouth.
It's too cold and too watered down already.
Right. And it's not heat. It's not, you know, there's no full flavor to it. It's still a little bit sweet, maybe a little of the vanilla.
A little bit.
But this is a great whiskey. This is what I'm going to say about this. The Bullet Rye. Wow. This is a top performer.
It really is.
This is a anywhere, anytime whiskey. This is a casual and formal.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those suckers that you can hand to the janitor or drink with the president. This is a full gambit whiskey. There's good taste to it. You can drink it chilled. You can drink it with a drop of water. Yeah. You can drink it nice and neat. I think I'm going to go with, I like either the water or the chilled.
I do too.
I'm almost going to say the rocks because that had that little cherry taste that I really like. And that's, I think, probably, there's no wrong way.
No.
This is going to fit on our shelf of fame. This easily fits in with, you know, the spots, mm-hmm. you know, the great bourbons we had, including the Bullet Bourbon.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let you say it, and I'm not going to say it.
I was going to say pound for pound. We're right there with the spots, with especially the green, because
Absolutely.
Of its dollar value.
Absolutely.
I say this is a great value.
This is a great value.
This Incredible one is terrific. Value. I'm with you. I think I liked it chilled a bit better, followed by the water, which I don't think I've ever said.
You know, if you're a casual drinker of whiskey, this is a very, very good whiskey to have. I would recommend it to anybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. I wasn't going to say it. I like it better than the Bullet Bourbon. And I didn't want to compare it because I like the Bullet Bourbon. Yeah. I want the rye to be the rye. And like I said, I can't tell you that this is a great rye. I can tell you this is a great whiskey to me. Yeah. So I'm very happy. Yeah. If this is my first introduction into the world of rye.
Bring it on.
Exactly.
I too really, really liked that Frontier Bourbon. It had a complexity. This has got more. And I think you and I appreciate.
It's slightly different. Like this might have had a hint of spice to it.
Yeah.
Where the bourbon was like
like a cinnamon ball.
You could feel the cinnamon.
Yeah.
This might have a touch of cinnamon. Might be that carbonation feeling you got, was that little prickle on your tongue, but it doesn't stay with you. What stays with you is the sweetness.
Yeah.
And you know, a little bit of warmth in the top, but in the mouth, but not down the throat.
And
no
dryness at all.
No dryness.
Exact opposite.
This is great because a lot of times you'll drink a whiskey and it leaves you breathless. Mm. This is just keep on going.
Yeah. No, this was amazing. Bill, thank you for picking this up. The cost was around $30.
$30.
Pound for pound, we put that right there with the green spot.
Absolutely.
Dollar
for dollar is as good as we're going to get. And I'm not going to call this a cheap whiskey. This is an affordable whiskey. And I had a great friend once tell me,
life is too short for cheap whiskey.
This is no cheap whiskey.
No.
But this is
whiskey. It may be inexpensive, but it's not cheap.
This is whiskey everyone can afford.
This was a lot of fun.
This was a great fun.
All right, so I think we're done here. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back in a few weeks, and hopefully we will have another. Hey, you know what? You got any suggestions? Maybe you got a favorite. I mean, you can contact us, bill@hopscotchworld.com.
Or jim@hopscotchworld.com. Exactly.
Yeah, the links are right there on the right side of the page.
If you have a favorite whiskey.
Shoot us an email.
Shoot us our favorite beer.
Yeah, shoot both of us an email.
Okay, let me define favorite beer. It's got to be, you know, we're into a local, a micro brew, you know, a specialty beer.
That's something special.
Until then, I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And this is Hopscotch World.
Thank you for listening.